Hello. Hello.
Hey, Armando.
Hey, sorry. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. A lot of water. A lot of rain.
Still?
Not right now, but everything is getting better.
Yeah. Did you have a lot of cleanup last week?
What was that?
Was there a lot of cleanup last week after the hurricane? A lot of damage or?
No, not in my house. But my family's house, yeah, they have some damage. And,
oh no! What happened?
The water went to their house, and they have to get out and stuff like that.
Are they near the coast at all? Near the ocean?
Yeah, they hit the ocean.
Oh, okay. So the flooding.
They flooded.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. That's too bad, man. I'm sorry to hear that.
And I mean, they're getting better. So, but in my where I'm live, I mean, nothing happened. It was just wind and stuff like that. But
that's good.
Everything
that's
was good. Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to just check in with you and see how everything was going. I know that you're super busy, and just wanted to see when you might have a chance to send in that info so we can see what we could make available for your business.
Well, I call my friend, and she's. She has it with it.
Okay.
But she's been, her family's been in the same situation like my family, so she's been helping them. And she got it with him, and I called this morning when she can bring it, or she can email it to you. And she told me she was going to stop by and bring it to me, so I will take a picture and send it to you.
Sounds good.
Email it to you.
Yeah, if you could email it, I think that might be the best way.
Yeah, and you know, I keep thinking like I don't know how much I'm gonna get. I don't want that much really, cause I just want to do my role and make some more apartments. That's what I want.
Okay, so what we can do is this: get you approved for the maximum amount that we can, and then you can choose the amount that you want. So we can kind of work backwards.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I was thinking, the credit card they've been sending me for $350, and they say if I use like $5,000 in 1 month,
yeah,
they won't charge interest or anything. But I don't want to do something like that because, you know, I want to have the money and have everything, you know, done. And just doing two by two so I can have the apartments rent. And so that will come the money fast.
Yeah.
So I will make if I do that, how much I can say I will pay it like in 20 years or 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they work. Or
Our loans are a lot shorter in term. You know, up 24, sometimes 36 months. But the idea is to get you that money and get you, have that project or what you're looking to do, get it paid off so you're not paying on something that you completed or, you know, were working on years beforehand, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So we want so you can get your return on investment and then you continue on with your next projects or the next, batch of apartment buildings that you want to purchase so you're not paying on several different things at one time.
Oh, okay.
So you have, so basically you'd have like one payment and you get that taken care of in about a year or 2 years and then you can move on to your next project and you're free and clear and there's no debt.
Oh, okay. So like let's say for if I get, I don't know how much, because the credit card is different, you know, I can use some money and I can go pay and like whatever. Like that's what I'll do with the credit card that I have. I use like $3,000 and like I pay them out and I use it when I need it. But, you know, it's just...
Is that for your bit for business expenses or is that for your personal expenses?
Well, it's personal, but I use it for my business because I try to ask for like for a credit card for my business, and they were like kind of like, you know, redneck and stuff like that. So I was like, you know what, just leave that. So I don't want anything. So I just keep working.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Alrighty, but
so they were kind of rude and stuff like that. So yeah, but in this, what I want to do is get some money. And before I was like thinking to get some amount, but right now I just want to, you know, do what I need to do so I can get some more money coming in and grow up my business.
Hey, and Armando, did you have, you know, a certain amount that you're looking for to bring on to help with this next project that you're looking to do?
Well, what I was, the first time that I asked, I asked for 150, but right now I changed my mind. I'm like, you know, I just want like something small. I mean, I don't want that much.
Like 50 to 75 or something smaller than that?
Yeah, 50 to 75.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, because what I want to do, I mean, once I have the money for my business, I will make more money. Plus, if I do the apartments, I will, you know, like right now I have my other apartments and I make like good money for the other apartments.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, the ones if I do the apartments, I will make more, like almost $8,000 a month or something, or $10,000.
Nice. So they'll pay for themselves, and it'll allow you to, you know, pay back the loan at a quick rate as well. Because we do offer early payment discounts. So if you wanted to pay the loan off early, we can forgive, depending on the program, you know, 5 to 6% of the remaining balance of the loan, or 25% of the remaining interest. So you know, there's some incentives there to pay the loan off early.
No, but I was thinking, you know, like to do that, and that's why I've been like thinking so much, and you know, because I got a lot of property, but you know, it's just I don't want to lose anything, you know. Yeah. But you have to think good things and the bad things if something happens.
True.
So that's why I'm, you know, take my time. I'm like thinking and everything.
Yeah, and that makes absolute perfect sense. And one thing that you can consider is this is unsecured loan, so there's nothing like your properties, none of that is going to be up, you know, as collateral. So you wouldn't have to be concerned about that if something, God forbid, bad were to happen. So So with our working capital loans, they're unsecured, which means that you know, most of the risk is on our side. So you know, you don't have to put up any of your property or any tools or equipment or anything like that. We're just giving you money based upon your business and the sales of the business. So you know, if something bad were to happen, you know, we can't come and take the properties or anything like that. You know, most of the risk is on our end. So it's and I know that was probably a concern of yours, if you didn't want to lose any property or anything like that. Correct.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But the papers you sent me as for the property and all the stuff.
So that's one of the loans. That would be a secured loan. So if you wanted to put property up, you could do that. But we have the other loan where you wouldn't have to, and that's an unsecured loan. And so that way.
So what's the other loan needed?
What's that?
What's the other type of loan you have?
So the one is secured and the other is unsecured. The unsecured, there's no collateral, and then the secured would be, you know, property or equipment and things of that nature. And that's what I originally had sent you, but it seems like you had changed your mind, so we could do an unsecured loan for you.
And what do you need of that?
So we just want to look at, again, your bank statements, 6 months worth, and then the tax return. And then if you had any other working capital loans out, just we want to look at the information on those. So we wouldn't need any information on your property or any of your equipment or anything like that. It would just be those three simple things.
Oh, okay. So can you send, and that payment would have to pay like how much time are you able to pay? Did I choose it or?
Yeah, so what we would do is we'd go through all the documents that you get us, and I get it to underwriting, and then we see what we can get you approved for. And so we'll get you approved for the most amount possible, and then we can work backwards, and you can pick the amount that you want.
Uh-huh.
So I know that you're not looking for $250,000, but if we could get you approved for that, you know, you could just take the 50 to 75 now, and if you needed some of that later, that would be there for you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but how long? Yeah, but how long? How much time are you given to pay that?
So the longer loans are about 2 years, sometimes 36 months. But it's just, I don't want to give you incorrect information. So we would have to look at, your business, the bank statements, and time in business, a couple other factors to really give you solid numbers there. But we can push for the longest term possible for you with the most amount of money.
And with one property that will give you, because quick loan, something like that. Uh-huh. They give you equity line, like a line of credit for 30 years or 20 years, depending.
What kind of rate are they offering with that?
They offer, I got the papers, and they offer like the first year is 4.5%, and then it goes to, depending on the amount you spend, it goes, it changes.
Okay. And how much were they? How much were they offering?
They offer like 230 to 260.
Hmm.
Like, cause that's what Chase do. And right yesterday, I got Capital One. They offered me a credit of unlimited credit. Capital One, and they say if you spend $5,000, we didn't charge interest in the first year.
$5,000 each month?
Yeah.
So basically they want you to spend $60,000 in the first month, in the first year, and then they won't charge you interest, but after that they're going to charge you interest. So it's a way to get you to spend money, basically, so that they can charge you interest for that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, that's what I read, and I was looking, and I was going to call, but I've been working right now.
Right.
But I was like, I gotta check, figure out.
Yeah, do a little more investigating and see what's out there. But, if you can get that information to me, I can get you some feedback in 24 hours, and you can know that there's that amount approved for you, and you can still, look and see if there's something better out there, but you can know that we have an approval for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, you want me to send the papers that you send me, which is the house information.
I'll send you a new batch for the unsecured loan. And then the things that we would need with that, and it's a lot less. You don't have to fill out any paperwork regarding your properties or your equipment or any of that stuff.
Well, I have everything. I just don't want, because I have to think in, positive and negative. Like, if something happens, I don't want to lose anything. But, I know I'm not going to lose anything, because once I get the money, because I cannot grow up without money, because I've been losing jobs and stuff like that. And,
right.
And because I don't have the money to invest, And I don't want to get somebody else, because it's not going to be the same.
Right.
Like a partner, like who can base or something like that. And so that's why I was thinking to put the house in, and let's say I will pay this in 20 years or 10 years. That's why I was like thinking something like that.
Okay, because we can do that as well. It's just what you would feel more comfortable with.
Yeah.
So we can process your information and get you an approval, get you from two different programs, and then you see which one would be the better fit for you and which one you feel more comfortable with.
Oh, okay.
And then, if it's not a good fit, we tried. And if it is a good fit, then, we can get money into your account pretty quickly.
Okay. If you send me all the papers and I don't know if I need to send it, fill them up, or you want me to send the ones I already have. But I've been talking with my lawyer, and he told me you need an equity line or something like that, so you can tell him you're gonna pay, let's say 20, 15 years or something like that, and that's how I did on one, mm-hmm. I asked for 5,000, and they want me to pay in 3 years, so I paid in 3 months, because I got the money.
Yeah.
They were charging me too much, so they keep offering me, but I don't want to go with them, because I end up paying
double,
almost a double. Yeah,
I know how those guys work. Well, again, Armando, get that information into me. We'll get you some feedback and get you an approval, and you'll know that you'll have one, and you can still look around and see if there's something better for you. But it's just to have that peace of mind to know that there is money there waiting for you, if that makes sense.
All right. Well, I will do that, actually. And I talked to her this morning, and she said she was coming back this way, and we were going to send it. Because she told me she's white. I mean, she's American.
Mm-hmm.
White.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean, man. No worries.
So she was reading every little thing, and she went through the internet and all the stuff, check out all the stuff,
right.
The background of the company and stuff like that.
Yeah, we've been around for 16 years, so we've been around for a while.
Yeah, so she told me she was going to come back up here, so actually I'm waiting for her.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm waiting for her, and once she gets everything and she's explained me everything, I will send it to you, depends what she says.
Sure. Sounds good. And hey, would you mind giving me a call just to let me know that you're gonna send it over, so I can kind of wait for it?
Yeah, I'll give you a call. If she gets back here now soon.
Okay, that'd be great. Yeah, I appreciate it.
If not, I will call you tomorrow. But I'm sure I'm gonna send it anytime today or tomorrow.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Hey, thanks for the time today, and we'll talk soon.
Oh, no, thank you for you to call me. Thank you.
No problem. Have a good afternoon, my friend.
Okay, you too. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.